The word today is fear. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. When we hear about war, disease, financial disaster, and other traumas, it's overwhelming to think about the crises that beset humanity. God, our Creator, is our source of comfort and help. We can depend upon the Lord to meet our needs and give us joy, even in the midst of terrible circumstances. Salvation in Jesus is like a shield that protects us from fear. Here to discuss more about this reassuring topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Fear.
I wonder if you're feeling afraid as you listen to this program. Are you uptight, nervous, concerned? Are you worried about something? Perhaps frustrated? Are you fearful? These are not uncommon feelings. And in fact, sometimes people get the idea that they're more afraid than anyone else. And most of the time, that's not true. Everyone feels these things, uptight, nervous, frustrated, fearful. These are universal human feelings. I remember that my father, Pastor Paul, would sometimes tell me, "Doug, everyone goes through this." It was comforting to know that if I was having agitation or frustration, that it wasn't just because of me. It was something that everyone experiences. Last week, I talked about loneliness and the fact that everyone goes through periods of loneliness. In the same way, everyone has fear upon occasions. And I'd like to share with you Psalm 146, and I'm going to read the first 5 verses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. Notice that this psalm is urging us to put our hope and confidence in the Lord. Why? Because he is the creator. It is so important that we understand that God made the heavens and the earth, as is said in the Apostles' Creed. It starts out, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." This is a really stable foundation for us to start with in faith, because there's going to be turbulent times. There will be moments when you can't have any confidence in other humans. Either they're incapable or they're unwilling. Hopefully they're not with malicious intent against us. But there's times when you have no one else to depend on, and you must throw yourself on the mercy of the Lord. It is so great to know that we can rely on him. Once again, verse 5 and 6, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth." So start your faith with God as creator, and know that you are a special individual, a unique human made in his image. So you will always have worth, no matter what you're going through. I remember there were times when we were children where we were afraid of something, and our father, Pastor Paul, would say, "Be quiet," or he'd say, "Knock it off." And he immediately caused us to be concerned more about what he was thinking than what we were originally being afraid of. Well, the Lord doesn't want for us to sit in fear. You know, it is an age of fear. Do you remember a couple of years ago, back in about 2020, it was this virus that was terrorizing the world, and Since then, people have somehow seemed to move on for the most part and aren't gripped with fear anymore. Isn't it interesting how at certain times we're so petrified about something, so scared about something, and then over time you realize, oh, maybe we didn't have to be quite so fearful about this. That's not to minimize anybody who had a family member die of it, but in the vast majority of cases, it was because they were compromised because of some other health issue. And I'm a person who speaks from the position that I had COVID-19 and double pneumonia at the same time. I'm thinking, well, okay, if this is how God wants to take me, all right, that's okay. I'm ready to die in faith in Jesus Christ, however the Lord wants to take me out. So I commended myself to God and said, all right, if this is your way, so be it. But he saw fit to have me recover. There's always something that can cause us fear if we allow it to, if we don't put our hope and trust in God. And it can either be the known terror or the unknown terror. In ancient times, most of the terror and shock was surprise from an enemy, let's say, coming over the mountain and assaulting. Well, today we have so much information that many times we can see the enemy far off with radar systems and satellites, or else we can see the disease coming because a test has revealed that it's in our body, and all of a sudden we're dealing with known terror. Whenever you are tempted to be terrorized, hand your worry over to the Lord. There was a beautiful woman named Tracy in our congregation, and she was diagnosed with a particular form of muscular dystrophy, which was slowly killing her. This was going on during the time that people were all afraid in their homes and wearing masks because of a virus that was killing well under 2% of the population. This woman had a disease that was killing her. What did she do? She came to church. She came to Bible class. She found her strength in the Lord. She turned it over to God, and she made a beautiful witness to everyone else how you don't let yourself be terrorized. You don't let yourself be stopped because of fear. Tracy was in church while many other people were sitting afraid at home because of a bug. I will never forget her bold witness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what God wants for you, not to be controlled and shackled, not to be imprisoned by worry and fear. You know, if you spend too much time on social media, watching the news, and it's easy to become overwhelmed with dread. And especially if you don't avail yourself of the Word of God, if you don't get the comfort and the hope that is in the Scriptures. Let me give you one example of this great hope and encouragement is from Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice how the Lord gives us his peace in order to treat the worry and the anxiety, to chase it away. When in verse 7 it says that the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds, I'm reminded of Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about the armor of God, where the peace of the Lord is going to protect you from assaults on your emotions. It's wonderful to have that security. Then as things will go chaotic, they will go on a tangent and go in a direction that you don't want at times, you can go to the Lord, the Creator, seek His help, seek His comfort, and you can remember that through Jesus Christ, you have the peace of God, because you're looking past these earthly things. Your perspective, your view is going to be focused on the future, in eternity with the Lord. All of these things that so terrorize and give fear now are not even going to be issues in the days ahead. Again, look at the way the virus was terrorizing so many individuals such that they could hardly function. And now look, if they would have put their hope and trust in the Lord, all this has gone by the wayside. And now we don't have that much to be afraid of. This is a good lesson for us to not put our trust and confidence in humans who are often fallible and make big mistakes, but to put your trust in the Lord. Now, I'm not saying avoidance of all medicine. If there's something that's given to treat a disease or to protect, okay, fine, no problem. But let's not let ourselves be imprisoned by fear, especially when we have the joy of Christ. You know, fear will bring you bad things like delay or defeat or despondency or disobedience. So let's not give in to fear. I remember Paul writing to Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. I hope that you feel encouraged and strengthened so that you will stand in hope and confidence in God, your Creator, your Maker, and in Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. This is why we have joy, even in the face of trials and difficulties, because we have an eternal hope in Jesus Christ. So let's not cave in. Let's not give fear a chance to put shackles on us and make slaves out of us. Let's live freely in our hope and faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.